My lover should give me sex.
I want her to give me sex. I feel in love when she doesn't.
What do you want from sex?
Orgasm and connection.
Let's look at these one at a time. You want her to give you orgasms, is that true?
Yes.
An orgasm is what you're getting your ecstasy from, and you're making her responsible for your ecstasy so that you don't have to be responsible. You want her to give you orgasms. Is that really true?
Maybe not when I look at it that way.
It's good to get real. To want an orgasm keeps you from it. When you're supposed to have it, it will be there. If an orgasm is really what you wanted, you'd be masturbating, and I know that that's not the same for you. It's your mind that wants the orgasm and wants her to play her role in it. Without the thought, where's the want? Where's the need? There's just you, perfectly satisfied. And that could look like sex or not. What was the other thing you wanted sex for?
Connection. I want connection with her.
You can't not connect with her. You think that because there are two separate bodies, as it appears, there are two separate minds. Without the stressful thoughts that separate us from one another, there's only one mind and it's everywhere. Bodies can't be connected. You can only connect with your own mind, and it encompasses her and all of us. Connection can only be made from inside you. You can't connect with her. There's no point in trying because you're already connected. You can only connect with yourself and find that out. Now turn your statement around.
I want me to give me orgasms.
That's all that ever happens.
I want a connection with myself.
It always comes down to you with you. As long as you look at sex as the thing you're missing, if she doesn't give you sex, you sever your connection. One reason we like sex is that when we're really into it, we're out of our minds. We enter the space between thoughts. But if we're using sex for that because we don't know another way to escape from our painful thoughts or connect with our partner, eventually the thoughts are there even during sex, and soon we're looking at the clock. When will he be finished? And even wonderful sex may no longer be so wonderful. Eventually, every band-aid stops working, and our painful thoughts ooze out. Only the truth can set us free, only the truth can stop the pain, and only with the truth can we be truly intimate. The next time it hurts when she doesn't give you sex, question your thoughts. Maybe instead of sex, you'll find love. Only you can kick yourself out of paradise. So if you're Adam, and you look to Eve for completion, you have just kicked yourself out of paradise. You could just experience your own nature, which is to love yourself and therefore her, with no separation. But if you want something from her, if you think you need her love or approval, you suffer. There's only one way I can use you to complete me, and that is if I judge you, inquire, and turn it around. I am nothing without my boyfriend.
I am nothing without my boyfriend.
How do you react when you believe the thought that you don't have a life without him, and there is no you without him?
I feel like I'd do anything and everything to have him.
No, not to have him. That's not possible. How can you have someone? He is not the problem. Having him or not having him is never the problem. You believe that without him there is no you, and you do everything in your power to make that belief real. You are fighting for your life, and you call it fighting for him. That's why people get guns and shoot their lovers. If I can't have a life, then he's not going to have a life either, and neither is she. They believe that murder is justified because without their lover, they think they have no life. He has taken my life, so it's only fair for me to take his. That's the thinking that creates a hell. I'm nothing without him. Who would you be if you didn't believe that? It's pretty scary because it means you've been wrong for your whole life. Welcome to heaven. This is where it begins, in humility. I am wrong. I've been confused. Without him, you have no life. Is that true?
No, I've just been too scared to find out.
You use him so that you don't have to look at your own fear. I'll just focus on him and capture him and do whatever it takes. There's no price too high. Turn it around. With him, I have no life. I am nothing. That's just how you've been living. If you think you're nothing without him, You have to think you're nothing even with him. You're a woman pretending to be his total servant and hating it.
And imposing on his life.
Only always. It's not love.
I don't want to do that to him.
Yes, sweetheart. And also turn it around.
I don't want to do that to me.
Yes, when you do that to you, you do that to him, and then you get it back again. Because what you do to him, you do to yourself. If you don't like yourself, why would he? If you don't want to be with yourself, how can you expect him to want to be with you? If you think you're nothing, that's what you bring to us, and we mirror back to you that you're nothing. You come in with nothing, and you leave with nothing. It's all your story. Thinking that people are supposed to do or be anything other than what they are is like saying that the tree over there should be the sky. I investigated that and found freedom.